What are you doing? Donald, are there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
Secretary Clinton, does Mr. Trump have the discipline to be a good leader?
No.
Oh, I'm shocked to hear that.
When you first walk in this office every day, and you think of it.
It's great. Just take a look. A look at my desk. Papers.
You are getting the presidential daily brief.
Yes.
Only once a week.
Just launched 59 missiles. Heading to Iraq.
Heading to Syria.
Yes. And what I said is what I mean. So hopefully they'll understand, Peter, exactly what I said and the meaning of those words. Those words are very, very easy to understand. They sacrifice every day for the furniture and future.
Do I look like a president? How handsome am I, right? How handsome?
I will tell you this, Russia, if you're listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thinking about doing a Trump Tower, Moscow.
I spoke indirectly and directly to President Putin, who could not have been nicer.
I don't think I've ever met him. I mean, if he's in the same room or something, but I don't think so.
Never spoken to him on the phone?
I never met him in Moscow. Where?
We will make America strong again, make America safe again, make America proud again, make America great again.
It's fired!
Tough guy, Mr. Tough guy.
Quiet, quiet, quiet! Don't be rude!
We'll destroy his career.
Obviously I'm being sarcastic.
Fire and fury.
But not that sarcastic, to be honest with you.
The world has never seen.
This is an island sitting in the middle of an ocean. And it's a big ocean.
Repeal and replace Obamacare.
I don't care how sick you are.
I went to the best school, got the best great marks, everything else.
Every day, every morning, same words.
At real Donald Trump.
I tweet, he's the founder of ISIS.
Hatred, bigotry.
I'm not finished, fake news.
And violence on many sides.
The president of the United States.
Make America great again, and it's gonna be greater than ever before. We have a chance to be greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
Stop it!
Today, I've signed this stack of executive orders to mold our country into Christ's beautiful image. That guy knew how to keep in shape.
Effective immediately. No federal funds will go to Planned Parenthood.
Love it.
Bakeries may deny service to men with torn jeans.
Amen.
People who make eye contact with the camera on their ATM will be investigated for prostitution.
Great.
And death is recommended for the following crimes. Women pumping their own gas.
Unnatural.
Eating meals out of order.
Sure.
And divorce.
Wait, what was that last one?
Wow, we got great news, folks. As you may have heard, Robert Mueller merely considers me a subject, not a target, of his ongoing criminal investigation. In other words, I'm off the hook. So you know what that means. Huge party! Moscow Hotel!
You guys, everyone got the picture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then move out. Up, 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 up.
This is a raid.
Raid. kids here.
Raid!
Yes, raid.
Raid! Raid!
Raid!
Raid!
Yes, raid.
We have this new report in the FBI is reportedly raiding the office of President Trump's longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, seizing records related to several topics, including payments to a pornographic film actress. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan obtained the search warrant after receiving a referral from special counsel Robert Mueller, according to Mr. Cohen's lawyer, who called the search completely inappropriate and unnecessary. The search does not appear to be directly related to Mr. Mueller's investigation, but likely resulted from information he had uncovered and gave to prosecutors in New York.
The FBI in New York made its most dramatic and aggressive move on the White House yet. You know, it's never a great time when your lawyer needs a lawyer, but that is the spot Donald Jeffany Trump finds himself in tonight, as a dozen FBI agents raided the office of his personal attorney, Michael Cohen. And they didn't just raid his office, they also raided his house and his hotel room. Michael Cohen, in case you're not familiar, is the gentleman who paid Stormy Daniels $130,000. He claims of his own money, and he claims without the president's knowledge to keep her quiet. The New York Times is reporting that this raid on his office is focused on many things, not just the payment. Special counsel Robert Mueller is said to be interested in potential Cohen attempts to contact Vladimir Putin's spokesman about building a Trump Tower in Moscow some time ago. Is there ever going to be a story about Donald Trump that doesn't involve Vladimir Putin?
As longtime Stormy watchers know, porn star Stormy Daniels states that right before she, right before this election, she was paid $130,000 by Trump's lawyer Michael Cohen to stay silent about her alleged doing it with Donald. Future generations will learn all about it in the Trump Presidential Library's adult section. It's a little curtain. Find a little curtain.
Oh, yeah.
Don't
yeah,
go in there. Know. Don't go. Don't go in there, John. Right. You're too pure of heart. Now, Cohen has said he made the payment out of his own pocket. And for the first time, Trump addressed this subject while waiting for the bathroom on Air Force One.
Did you know about the
$130,000
payment to Stormy Daniels? Then why did Michael
go and
make it if it was
known to Michael's play?
He knows nothing.
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
Trump trusts his lawyer so much, he lets him do stuff he doesn't know about in his name for reasons he doesn't understand. That's like saying, Doc, just put me under and take out whatever you organs want, okay? Dealer's choice. You want a lung, you take it. So, entering into an agreement on the behalf of a client who doesn't know that you're doing that agreement is grounds for disbarment in New York. And if that happens, Trump's legal team will be down to Ty Cobb, Jay Sekulow, and a DVD of Matlock. He said on camera, just to recap, you'll have to ask Michael Cohen. Well, guess who watches TV? Robert Mueller. Because today, on a tip from Mueller, the FBI raided Cohen's office, seizing records related to several topics, including payments to a pornographic film actress. They got everything. They got all of his information about porn in a folder marked finances, and all of his information about finances in a folder marked porn.
The New York Times also reporting that the FBI also seized emails, tax documents, and business records, and that the records include communications between Michael Cohen, the president's attorney, and President Trump.
The feds are now probing whether Michael Cohen broke the law to suppress the Access Hollywood tape to elect Trump. The tape is back. It's now at the center of this criminal probe. Reports tonight, the feds who stormed into Michael Cohen's office and hotel room were not just looking for business records or information on the payments to women like Stormy Daniels. They were looking for evidence of a potential crime linked to the video.
Yeah, that's her, with the gold. I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the do anything.
As one MSNBC commentator pointed out, Cohen's communications with the president will be going to a very special division of the FBI.
When you raid or search a lawyer's office, you need something called a taint team, a team of lawyers within the U.S. Attorney's office to very carefully review documents before it goes to the prosecution team. That taint team needs to ascertain that there is an exception to the attorney-client privilege.
Cohen, of course, has been at Trump's side since 2006 as a fixer, handling everything from the serious to even the absurd. He settled disputes with tenant groups. During the campaign, he had threatened a reporter over a story about messy details from Trump's divorce. He shouted at a movie producer once for not giving Trump a cameo in Sharknado 3. You know, classic lawyer stuff. He also has reportedly carried a gun in an ankle holster. He said he'd take a, quote, bullet for Trump. He is known to be loyal, which always made everyone wonder why such a loyal longtime aide, who currently certainly is paying for some of that loyalty, was not brought along to Washington with Trump. It's something he was asked about right before inauguration.
Michael, a lot of people have asked me, because they know we've been friends a long time, why isn't Michael going with the president-elect? Have you decided to take on
any
role?
So I get that. Look, I get that question a lot. I'm obviously very loyal and very dedicated to Mr. Trump. I'm going to be the personal attorney to Mr. Trump. I'm not going to be in government, but I'm going to remain technically in the same role for Mr. Trump, for President Trump.
I was wondering if when Michael Cohen was in law school, he wanted to grow up to, someday to be known as a fixer, because this is kind of the one about a fixer being in a fix.
We don't have a lot of time here. Oh, so the circumstances, none of this holds any interest for you? What interests me is finding the strongest possible criminal attorney that can be here in the next 15 minutes.
Well, that sounds ominous.
So what are you?
What are you? You're not a lawyer?
Not the kind you need.
What kind is that?
A trial lawyer. Somebody who can see this all the way through. That's not what I do.
I'll be frank with you. I don't like the way this is going.
Your options here are going to get smaller very quickly.
What options? I'm not hearing any options.
I'm suggesting that you go local, and I'm telling you that there are some people up here that I like for this.
Oh, great. That's it? That's what you got for me? Hey, you believe this? Do you think that I pay that retainer every month so I can give a place at the back of the line? I can get a lawyer anytime I want to. I don't need you for that. We're not sitting here for 45 minutes waiting for a goddamn referral.
I don't know what Walter promised you, but I can
tell you this. A miracle worker on the phone 20 minutes ago. Direct quote, okay? Hang tight. I'm sending you a miracle worker.
Well, he misspoke.
About what? About the fact that you're the firm's fixer? Or that you're any good at it?
Just days ago, Michael Cohen publicly bragging about how he thought he might spend the millions of dollars that he was going to get from Stormy Daniels for violating the confidentiality agreement. Would he go on vacations with his family? Like, publicly speculating about what he would do with all that money. Here he is tonight, obviously under more heat than he's ever been under in his life, raided by the FBI.
Wow. So just to recap, the FBI, an organization Trump has attacked for months, raided the office of Michael Cohen, his longtime personal fixer, and seized tax documents, which he has repeatedly refused to release, related to campaign finance violations during the election involving Stormy Daniels, the porn star he allegedly had an affair with, on a referral from Robert Mueller, the special counsel in the Russia investigation. This is like the series finale of a TV show where they try to tie all the different plot lines together.
Michael Cohen's famous last words before being raided by the FBI were, "I will always protect the president." He tweeted that on Sunday with a link to a CNN article about him that he loved because it was all about how protective he has been of Donald Trump. And the first thing that happened to him when he woke up the day after tweeting, "I will always protect the president," was getting raided by the FBI at his hotel room that he was staying in and at his office and at his apartment in New York City.
Investigators snapped up Cohen's computer, personal financial records, even his phone. Now he's going to have to threaten porn stars by telegram. When Trump found out about this, he was pretty upset.
So I just heard that they broke into the office of one of my personal attorneys, good man. It's frankly a real disgrace. It's an attack on our country in a true sense. It's an attack on what we all stand for.
Did you see what they did to my attorney? They broke into his office, stole a bunch of damning evidence. I think they might kidnap him to jail.
And Trump had strong words for the FBI, or at least one strong word.
It's a disgraceful situation. It's a disgrace. It's frankly a real disgrace. And I think it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. A disgrace. It's a disgrace. It's disgraceful.
The president went to bed fuming and he woke up ranting.
And this morning, Trump tweeted, a total witch hunt.
What makes you think she is a witch?
Because, you great buffoon, we want to live forever, not just until tomorrow. Why was I cursed with such idiot sisters?
You poor, simple fools. Thinking you could defeat me. Me!
Oh, my world, my world!
Oh, rubbish. You have no power here. Be gone.
Here's the thing. The Cohen raid was planned, approved, and reapproved by multiple actual Trump appointees, including Rod Rosenstein, the Republican prosecutor handpicked by Trump to serve as deputy attorney general.
If there's a hunt here, we know who's leading it. Under Justice Department rules, searching a lawyer's office is such a big deal, it has to be signed off at the highest levels. And that's not all. In addition to that, there are those special rules we've talked about for Bob Mueller, and they provide that his boss, Rod Rosenstein, has to approve anything that goes beyond Mueller's original portfolio. And after all that, then prosecutors have to, of course, convince a judge that the whole thing is a reasonable search. So each of those boxes were checked before anyone kicked in Michael Cohen's door. If there is a hunt, that means it's a hunt led by a Republican Trump appointee and approved by an independent judge.
Trump also tweeted, attorney-client privilege is dead.
No! My attorney-client privilege is dead! At least I've still got you, white privilege. Don't ever leave me. Don't ever leave me!
Attorney-client privilege doesn't apply if they're investigating a crime jointly undertaken by the attorney and the client.
Why don't I just fire Mueller? Why don't I just fire Mueller?
Fire the guy.
Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens. But I think it's really a sad situation when you look at what happened. And many people have said you should fire him.
Yes, so many people are saying that I should fire Mueller. You, me, myself, I, so many people.
Earlier, you said the president believes he has the power to fire Robert Mueller.
I know a number of individuals in the legal community and including at the Department of Justice said he has the power to do so. We've been advised that the president certainly has the power to make that decision.
Well, I'll tell you what, at least the Republican colleagues I've been speaking with think it would be a devastating mistake for the president to fire Director Mueller under any circumstances. I think most of us recognize this would be the equivalent of a Saturday night massacre, an Archibald Cox moment, if you will. It would be politically paralyzing.
I think the president is really angry about this and expressed that yesterday. I think he does understand it, but I think there's lots of people who are concerned that, you know, his reaction to this may overcome what he's already been told.
Trigger?
Well, that's a big problem.
Thank you all.
It's a big problem, and I've told him that. I mean, you can't fire the special counsel. You just can't.
I have confidence in Mueller. The president ought to have confidence in Mueller. And I think, to answer your question, it would be suicide for the president to want to talk about firing Mueller.
I'm not concerned that he'll fire Mueller. I don't think he'll fire Rosenstein. I can't think of any reason to do it. I'm confident that would be the beginning, the end of his presidency, and he's not going to do that.
I think the president's too smart to fire Mr. Mueller. If he did, it wouldn't end the investigation.
This is one of the most consequential and potentially most perilous moments of the Trump presidency. One of his closest confidants is in the crosshairs of the FBI, and he's openly threatening to shut down the special counsel's investigation. And if that happens, I can think of at least one word I'd use to describe the situation.
It's a disgrace, disgrace, disgrace.
A few months ago, the New York Times reported the president gave the order directly to fire Mueller last June, and he backed off only after his White House counsel, Don McGahn, apparently threatened to quit rather than carry out the order. Tonight, a new report from the Times, again, that he tried to do it once again just in December, telling advisors that Mueller's investigation, quote, had to be shut down, following reports that a bank he did business with had been subpoenaed. The president once again backed down after it became clear that those reports were misleading.
Breaking news now. The Associated Press is reporting that President Trump, still fuming after the raid on his attorney's office, has privately pondered firing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein and publicly mused about firing Special Counsel Robert Mueller.
I've seen this play out once before.
Right.
And it didn't work out so well for President Nixon.
The fact that federal prosecutors obtained a warrant to raid the offices of the president's personal attorney and seize communications with the president is a huge deal. It's incredibly rare and must meet a high legal burden. And while the exact details of the warrant are still unknown, yesterday we started to learn more about which potential crimes investigators might be looking into.
Michael Cohen, the longtime attorney of President Trump, is under federal investigation for possible bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations.
Wow, it's amazing how many different crimes the Trump team has been able to cover. You got Cohen on bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations, Paul Manafort on failing to register as a foreign agent, Michael Flynn on lying to the FBI, and Jared Kushner for, I don't know, probably using a fake ID.
Trump's lawyer under investigation in Manhattan. Jared Kushner still being scrutinized by prosecutors in Brooklyn. Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, the only other person raided, he's under indictment. Donald Trump's former national security advisor already pleading guilty to false statements, and then the two former aides we know about who are still cooperating with Bob Mueller. Breaking news, the adult film actress at the center of the Cohen scandal is talking to the feds.
Stormy Daniels is now cooperating with FBI investigators looking into the alleged hush money payment she received from Trump's longtime attorney, Michael Cohen.
The one thing people ask me, well, what have you been surprised about in connection with this process, this case? And I will tell you, it's not surprise, it's shock. The level of competition on the other side is pathetic.
So Michael Cohen is a bad lawyer.
I just don't get it. I don't understand. I mean, it is shocking that the president of the United States, and even before he was the president of the United States, you know, a man who trumpets his wealth and talks about, you know, how great he is at the art of the deal and how great he is at negotiation and business. I don't understand how you get to that place or this place without people that actually really know what they're doing. Mr. Trump shouldn't be in this position. He put himself in this position because he surrounded himself with weak players.
In the film Wag the Dog imagined a fictional president hit with a sex scandal 2 weeks before Election Day. And here's that president's campaign operative, Robert De Niro, coming up with a scheme to distract the public's attention from the president's sex scandal.
Don't worry about it. It's nothing new. During Reagan's administration, 240 Marines killed in Beirut. 24 hours later, we invade Grenada. That was their M.O. Change the story, change the lead. It's not a new concept. White people, we touched on, we'll talk more about it.
We can't afford a war.
We're not going to have a war. We're going to have the appearance of a war.
We cannot afford the appearance of a war.
What'll it cost?
But they would find out.
Who's going to find out?
The
American people.
Exactly.
Who's going to tell them?
Huh?
What'd they find out about the Gulf War? One video of one bomb falls down a chimney, blows up the building. The building could have been made out of Lego.
The president basically went on a lament this morning about the U.S. relationship with Russia, and I'm quoting here, "Our relationship with Russia is worse now than it has ever been, and that includes the Cold War. There is no reason for this. Russia needs us to help with their economy, something that would be very easy to do, and we need all nations to work together to stop the arms race."
Just moments ago, he tweeted something that sort of complicates the message that you just read. So let me read that and try to unpack it on the other side. The president tweeting, "Much of the bad blood with Russia is caused by the fake and corrupt Russia investigation headed up by the all-Democrat loyalists or people that worked for Obama. Mueller is most conflicted of all except Rosenstein, who signed FISA and Comey letter. No collusion, so they go crazy."
President Trump just telegraphed exactly what the U.S. military is poised to do in Syria, and he did it in a tweet with a serious snub to Russia on top. Here's how it reads. "Russia vows to shoot down any and all missiles fired at Syria. Get ready, Russia, because they will be coming, nice and new and smart. You shouldn't be partners with a gas-killing animal who kills his people and enjoys it." Is there any military advantage to tweeting out your plans to the enemy?
The president transmitting his punch today, he's trying to look strong, but I often wonder whether he's trying to give Russia an opportunity to come in and save him. If we are committing our armed forces to doing this, the men and the women who actually have to fly strike missions into Syria, the cruise missiles that will be launched off, if Russia's serious about their threat of striking back any position that launches weapons on them, we could go into quickly into a regional war that we didn't want to have to go into with an adversary. They have some capability in Syria, but nothing like the capability we can bring down on them. But we don't want to go there. And the president is not helping with his tweets.
You'd never do that sort of thing. And the president intuitively sort of understood that by when he was running for office, saying, I will never do such a thing. Now he has. My guess is that rather than saying that the Russia investigation has conflated this with our relationship with Russia, it's conflating it in the president's mind. These two things are coming together, influencing each other.
And they've alluded to this, Rick, but let me take you back 5 years when President Trump was then Citizen Trump. He loved to be a backseat driver. He loved to criticize then President Obama. In August 2013, here's something he tweeted. Why do we keep broadcasting when we are going to attack Syria? Why can't we just be quiet? And if we attack at all, catch them by surprise.
Thanks for the song
and skits from Peter Serafinovich,
our
cartoon
president,
raid commercials
at
Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Spencer Gordon, Bennett Ali Belshi,
Jimmy
Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, Sergeant Schultz, Jake Tapper, Ari Berman, Billy Bush, Sean Hannity,
Michael
Cohen, Mike Lupica,
Michael
Clayton Lawrence,
you're dumb.
Seth Myers,
the
Wicked Witch
of the West,
Glinda
the Good
Witch, Trevor Noah,
Chris
Christie, Chuck Grassley, Lindsey Graham,
Jack
Kennedy,
Chris
Hayes,
Chris
Matthews, Jill Winebanks,
Rachel
Maddow,
Michael
Avenatti, Nicole Wallace, Conrad Breen, Winifred Ames,
Chris
Jamzing, Kristen Welker, Malcolm Nance.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.